I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. A confidential memo obtained by Vermont Public Radio shows the Agency of Education is still working to decipher a school reform law passed by the legislature earlier this year. The ambiguity centers on how to deal with the 93 Vermont towns where parents get to decide what school their children attend. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
The four-page memorandum was authored by Gregory Glennon, the general counsel at the Agency of Education, and it was sent last week to members of the Vermont State Board of Education. In it, Glennon asks the board to resolve unanswered questions around what happens when towns with school choice merge with a district that has a school that could now serve those new students. In Glennon's words, it, quote, appears to be a case of the legislature having spoken, but we aren't sure what they have said. That's a major problem, says Margaret McLean, a former principal of the year at Peacham Elementary School. Until this past winter, McLean served on the State Board of Education. She says the legal memo highlights potential minefields that must be addressed so towns know if they can preserve school choice before they move forward.
They can't move towards forming a preferred district until there's clarity around this.
The new law looks to streamline governance and improve educational opportunities by merging the state's nearly 300 school districts into larger governance entities. It provides all sorts of tax incentives and other financial enticements to encourage them to do so. McLean is active in ongoing merger discussions in Peacham, where parents now get to send their kids to whatever high school they want. But she says residents can't assess the universe of possibilities until they know how various proposals would affect school choice.
How do we reconcile what's in Section 4 and create a district that's constitutionally acceptable, that has a mix of choice and non-choice towns?
Section 4 of the Education Reform Law is the one Glennon has asked the State Board to interpret. Bristol Representative Dave Sharp, the Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Education, says legislative intent is pretty clear.
They have several options.
Sharp outlines some of them. He says choice towns with K through 8 schools, which tuition their students to high school, for instance, could merge up with other similarly structured choice towns and combine efforts at the K through 8 level while continuing to tuition to high school. He says choice towns could also merge with non-choice towns and give up their right to send their kids to other schools, or districts without choice could merge with districts that have it and get rid of their schools to tuition their students to somewhere else. One thing he says is crystal clear in the law: choice districts can't be forced to give up choice, and districts with their own schools can't be forced to close them.
Let me be clear, though, that the communities that decide to close a school and tuition students, that has to be a choice that that community makes. It can't be forced on them.
Secretary of Education Rebecca Holcomb says she can't comment on the confidential memo, but she says it's no surprise that a complex education governance law would be tricky to implement.
It unfolds on top of a bedrock of accumulated practice and other statute that's already in place, and so part of any new piece of legislation is working backwards from the intent of the law into how it's going to map out over the Vermont landscape.
Stephen Morse, the chairman of the State Board of Education, says he can't discuss what is privileged attorney-client communication. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.